From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry will promote the benefits of two trade pacts championed by the Obama administration during a Tuesday speech to government, civic, and policy leaders in Los Angeles. The State Department says Secretary Kerry will address national security opportunities of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a landmark free trade deal among 12 Pacific Rim countries and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is an agreement being negotiated by the U.S. and the European Union. Ministers from those countries signed an agreement in February, but still needs U.S. congressional approval. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a football stadium in this port city of Aden Tuesday, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded, and the attack appears to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding, despite what U.N. spokesman Jajarik calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another UN round of sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
More than 6,200 people have been killed in the past 13 months of conflict. And the World Health Organization says yellow fever has killed 21 people in Congo. The organization said Monday that 151 people have been affected by the disease. VOA News. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday they have charged two more people in connection with the attacks last month in Brussels that killed 32 people. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Small F and Ibrahim F, saying they were linked to renting an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. The attacks involved a pair of suicide bombings at the Brussels airport and another bombing at a metro station in Brussels. The Afghan Taliban has announced the start of its annual warm weather fighting season. The country's former hardliner Islamic rulers issued a statement Tuesday saying that this year's campaign will be called Operation Omari in honor of Mullah Muhammad Omar, whose death in 2013 the Taliban only revealed last year. The group vowed to carry out large-scale attacks against government strongholds through suicide bombings, as well as attacks on NATO troops still deployed in Afghanistan. The United States Monday expressed its growing concern about increased fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of peace talks in Geneva. Secretary of State John Kerry urged his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to avoid attacks on fighters covered by a cessation of hostilities and focus on militant groups like the Islamic State and the al-Qaeda affiliate, the Nusra Front. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura was in Damascus on Monday meeting with the foreign minister Walid al-Malem ahead of a resumption of proximity talks in Geneva Wednesday, calling them crucially important.
Because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance and constitutional principles. We did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities.
Again, the UN envoy, Stefan de Mistura. U.S. President Barack Obama is designating a historic house in Washington as a monument honoring the movement for women's equality in the country. The White House says the move Tuesday will help preserve an archive documenting the history, strategies, tactics, and other accomplishments of the movement to achieve voting and equal rights for women in the United States and elsewhere in the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin has highlighted Russia's cooperation with the United States in space, despite all the difficulties the two countries face on Earth. Putin spoke by video link with astronauts from both countries aboard the International Space Station on Tuesday. That's the day Russia celebrates Cosmonauts Day. It was on April 12, 1961, that a cosmonaut orbited the Earth to become the first man in space. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.